This episode of How Was Your Run Today was recorded at the WGBH studio in the Boston Public Library, just steps away from the finish line of the Boston Marathon.
Brian Gould, we're down here on Saturday, on a beautiful, the final Saturday of September.
What are we doing inside?
I'll tell you what we're doing. We're at the WGBH studio at the Boston Public Library on a beautiful Saturday. The place is humming with activity, a lot of people out and about. It is a gorgeous fall day. It's almost 80 degrees outside. Brian, you have breaking news. You also
Peter,
have a cold.
Peter, I'm getting over a cold.
You look good, though.
Well, yeah, you say that almost reflexively, I found. I'm not sure
I don't
you
mean
actually
it
any mean
time
it.
I ever say it. Yeah, I've never said it and actually meant it. Yeah. Most of the time, you don't look good.
Right. Well, and I know that's true now. I have to tell you, the lights in the studio seem impossibly bright today.
I don't know why. They need to turn the barn doors slightly up.
Yes.
Because we are being blitzed
out.
We're
not even on live radio. This is a recorded podcast, and yet the studio lights are as if a million suns were watching us from just mere feet away.
You could melt a stick of butter in mere minutes.
I've just done that, actually. Do you have any bread that I can use to sop up this butter?
You have a breaking news story,
Peter,
Brian.
Peter, why did you come here today? How did you know to come here today? Was it because you looked at a calendar or an app or a series of emails and you knew today was the day you needed to be here at the studio to do a recording? Is that what it was?
Okay.
I mean, was it?
I think we booked it and we came down.
Yeah.
We made a plan.
Right.
Is that what you mean?
Right. You had a plan.
We made a plan. We executed on said plan. Here we are.
Okay,
boom.
So what if this, you know, if you had something in 2 months or something, how would you know what day to show up?
Oh, what I might do is I might put that down on a calendar. That
right.
could be any method of calendar making. I could put that on a paper calendar, which
mm-hmm.
I use for running, for example.
Yeah, sure.
Or a digital calendar that I keep either on my desktop or phone.
Right, right.
Right?
Yep.
I put it in advance. I know when to do a thing.
Exactly.
And,
it's
how we live our lives.
Keep everything at the top of your brain.
It's a very hectic world, Brian.
Yeah.
Okay.
You wouldn't remember how to tie your shoe if you had to keep every...
How is this breaking news?
So there's a group called the Trail Animals Running Club here in Eastern Massachusetts, TARC. And they put on a series of races.
Okay.
They put on a fall race. They put on winter races.
Okay.
They do ultras in their all trail races. And I've run several of their races. And last year we ran the Fall Classic, which is up in Carlisle, a lovely little...
That's Carlisle, Massachusetts.
Woodsy town.
Beautiful.
Up there, just north of where I reside with the artist in residence. And we signed up for the Fall Classic. I had it on my calendar, as we were talking about. It was on my calendar for this weekend.
Did it slide off your calendar?
No, it was on my for a year because I loved the race so much. It was so much fun. And I said, yeah, this year I really want to do it. I might even run another ultra. Now that,
wow.
I changed my ideas
Wowzers.
About that after running the first one.
Be careful.
You know, and I said, well, a week after running that 50K, I said, yeah, I'm going to do the 50K at
sure.
the Fall Classic.
Why
no,
not?
No. And there's lots of reasons for not doing it. And then I was going to run a half marathon. And then I said, Andrew, why don't we just run a 10K? Like, some people we know are going to be there.
Sure.
And it'll be fun to go there. It's just up the road, essentially. Let's just go. We'll run the 10K. We have to get in six anyway. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
So last week, we signed up for it.
Terrific.
And I was all set for it. In fact, it was going to be great because we had an engagement last night. And then today we have this, how was your run today, recording session on a Saturday.
Perfection.
Sunday morning, wake up.
This is going to be great.
Run over
I've scheduled
there.
Everything the way I need to.
Then watch some football, maybe on Sunday afternoon.
It's going to be a perfect weekend.
Round up the weekend. I happen to look at social media and our friend Riley Gage posts an update from her race today at the TARC Fall Classic this morning on Saturday.
Oh.
And her, you know, how it went and all that. And I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, Huh, she's running two races this weekend?
Oh, boy, yeah, there's a Saturday and a Sunday race.
Saturday,
she's running the
Sunday,
first one.
Okay.
You lost money,
that's
didn't
weird.
You? You don't have your race that you paid for.
Has nothing to do with money.
There was no money?
It was $25.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not, I mean...
You put it towards tomorrow's race. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, so the whole race, all the races, every distance, the whole event was this morning.
It's come and gone.
Yep.
So the breaking news is you don't know how to remember things.
Well, I...
As a freestanding human, void of technology.
Not sure that.
If you had no technology, because actually you had technology.
If I had no technology, I might have remembered it. No, I had technology. It's been in my calendar for a year on the wrong date.
Manual entry?
I don't know.
Operator error, Ryan?
Yeah, clearly. Obviously, this is operator error. Now, is this... So I missed a race this morning. I missed a run. I missed everything. I disappointed people because I told them I would be there.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, of course I did. I disappointed myself.
You're not disappointing me right now because this is a great story.
And I'm wondering if it is indicative of a larger loss of my faculties. Am I on the precipitous downcline? See, I'm not even using words that exist.
I like downcline, though.
Am I on a precipitous decline? Am I basically in the wash of the waterfall of the end of my mental acuity? Is that what's happening right now?
No, that's not what's happening at all. You put the wrong date down into a device at one point, probably close to a year ago when you were high on adrenaline or something, and whatever. You probably should have triple-checked. You probably should have been like, hey, it's Thursday. Let me look on the website and make sure I have the date right.
What's the other thing that happened to me this week that may have prevented me from paying tons of super special attention to emails?
You got a massive head cold that I gave you.
Yes.
And that messes with your noggin.
And so I got an email from the TARC people, and I was like, hey, race,
delete,
I know,
delete,
yes, Sunday.
Delete.
Well, I didn't delete
it's
it
clogging
because...
clogging up my email.
Well, that's... No.
I got to work this forklift right now.
I don't
more
understand what
medicine.
You're saying.
More what? Cough medicine. I'm going to... Heavy machinery.
No, I don't operate heavy machinery on cough medicine.
You shouldn't do anything.
I just looked at the email and said, yeah, I'm going to go to that race, of course. And I'm going to bring some brownies because they wanted me to bring brownies. Well, nobody got my brownies because...
How did Lance Mallory do at the race? I bet he went because you know what? He remembers things. He remembers things and he puts data into devices
Lance.
Correctly.
Lance.
He may not be a lot of things, but he's a mindful person.
If I had
Don't you forget it.
If I had a way to contact Lance... I'd ask him how he gets to races on time and on the right date.
He goes out a week ahead of time, gets to know the locals, become part of the community.
Well, that's not an issue because it is my community. It's like essentially my
it's
backyard.
It's really not far away. If it's yeah. Okay, let me ask you this question.
I could have
what time of day could you have heard about it, remembered it, known about it, and still made it?
Within an hour.
Right? Easy.
Yeah, if somebody said, oh, hey, the TARC Fall Classic is today. Do you want to show up and register? I would have needed to know an hour ahead of time or less.
We're meeting here now, middle of the day.
Yeah.
How did you spend your morning instead of doing what you were supposed to be doing?
I replaced screens on my sliding doors to my patio because I don't want triple E mosquitoes to come into my house.
A very good use of your time.
And that's what I had planned to do. And then tomorrow I was going to go run... a little 10K with Andrea and have a great time.
Still do it. I don't understand why change it.
Just
go do it.
We probably will do that.
Yeah.
But
literally
man,
on that course.
Am I going to forget to go to Millinocket? Am I gonna show up for the crankle on the wrong day?
No.
Is anything going to happen the way I think it's going to happen ever again?
You're going to be fine. It's why you can't host the show alone.
Yeah.
And we're going to get you through it together. Don't worry about it.
Did I book any guests for today?
I might have because you're useless. So stand by.
Is this episode 6 of How Was Your Run Today?
First year, first season. It's still in black and white. We haven't switched over yet.
It's still only available
still
on VHS.
Standard definition over the air.
No, actually, I'm only giving out Maxell 30-minute cassette tapes of the show.
They'd be good. I still have a cassette player in my car. I could listen.
If people saw your car, they would know that that is true.
That is true.
It's
100% true.
I won't even get in that car.
I have both CDs and tapes in my car right this minute. and a radio. That's AM, FM.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm probably jealous of your radio because I cannot stand the radio in my car.
The satellite radio?
No, yeah. It's a newish Toyota, and it's got this humongous display, and you have to hit a million buttons just to get to
just
a radio station.
Just to get to the radio. You can't just say 98.5.
No. Oh.
89.7.
You can't turn it on and press a button? No. Why would you want to do that? You have to turn it on and then select like four things. Try to scan through your stations? Yeah. You need a PhD in mechanical engineering for that.
This is probably why you...
And crypto Scientology.
This is probably why you forgot to go to your race today, because your brain is full of other information, like how to turn on my radio in my car.
Yeah, it's full of passwords and usernames.
That's right.
It's driving me insane.
Hashtag oops. That's you today.
Ay, ay, ay.
Hashtag congested. Hashtag oops.
Just a little residual congestion. I feel pretty good. Peter, how was your run today?
Thanks for asking, Brian. My run today was intense. I ran a 5, which is the longest
Whoa.
I've gone in well over a year.
Wait, what?
Well, that's what the long one. I'm at the tail end of week 8 of 18 of my training. I'm almost at the halfway point. And today was a 5, and it was a gorgeous morning out there. And I saw a friend of the show, Dan Janis of Sedgwick Slog fame.
And, another race I couldn't get to because I put it on the wrong day in the calendar.
He secretly,
on
Facebook, after we did a shout-out to each other, he thought I was you for a little while, which I'm flattered by and you're insulted by, and I love all of that. 360 degrees of awesome coming off of that comment.
Dan, it may have been me.
Before I could get on the Facebook to correct him, he had already corrected it. So, Dan, no harm, no foul. Call me Brian. Call me Peter. Just don't call me late for a race like Brian is today.
Yeah,
he missed it.
I'm a DNS.
It did not start.
Yeah, I'm a DNS. Look me up anywhere on
You're a DNR. Did not remember.
No, I remembered. I got it wrong. That's different.
You were a WNC.
What's that?
Was not correct.
Oh, I'm a DNS. You don't have to create a new acronym for this.
Okay.
The acronym exists. It's DNS. Now, the reason behind it is utterly embarrassing and terrifying, but it is what it is.
Well, so this is an interesting thing I've been thinking about because I've been talking at length with our good buddy David Macklem over in Japan, who is currently training for his first official marathon, but he's having some ankle issues, and he's taking a couple weeks off, and he's waiting maybe on some test results to see what's
what. Boy.
And the question I have for you right this minute, and you're going to be a little biased maybe, but is it better to DNS or DNF?
That is a really difficult question.
It's very difficult.
It depends 100% on the circumstances. I would often say it's better to DNF unless you're out from the race and you're far enough out from the race in terms of weeks or months to know that you can't complete the training. You know, and then there's at some I think we've both been at the points where, okay, you're 2 months away from the race, you're considerably injured.
Yeah.
And maybe if you take 3 weeks off, you'll be able to heal and then you'll be able to get in some sort of shape prior to the race, and then you'll either muscle it out or you won't, but you probably won't do any more damage. The question is, are you going to do damage by starting the race?
And clearly, if you have a major injury 2 days before a race, you can't start it.
Right.
I mean, if you break a bone, if you break a leg, you can't.
Yeah, but I mean, how many runners are starting races with lingering injuries? Like 50% of them, most of the time.
I'd say 65, 70, right?
It's a lot. And
of some form, whether it's a fasciitis or a tendonitis or something.
Or a tweak in the back or whatever.
A torn ligament, what have you.
Broken leg, Paul Davies. And
unreal.
So, but you run the race, and sometimes it breaches the threshold, and when you say, oh, maybe I shouldn't start this race, and then you say, well, is running the race going to cause, is it going to cause me more harm to run the race? And then obviously you don't do it. Like, how far out is he from the race?
I want to say it's the first week of November, so he's a good 4 to 5 weeks out. So he's at a place where he could comfortably stop training for about a week or two.
So he's 4 or 5 weeks out from marathon training. So he's probably like one really long run shy of a complete training cycle. then he's fine.
Maybe two or three lungs, because I think the last one he attempted was a 14. And I don't want to speak for him.
Yeah.
It would be good to get him on the phone and talk to him. But I think he was on a 14.
Yeah.
So think about where that means. That means he probably has another a 16 and an 18.
And a 20.
And a 20. Right. So he's probably four out. But on that 14, he got to about mile nine, and then the ankle really stopped him from continuing.
Well, I'm no doctor, as you know.
You are not a medical doctor.
But I'm thinking that... he may want to put his sights on healing this ankle issue rather than pushing for the race. I would focus on that.
It's a hard one. I'm very conflicted about it, and I'm very cautious about advice giving, seeing how I have habitually done myself in over and over and over again.
Yeah.
But being on the other side now of about a full year of not being able to run.
Yeah.
And just being back, and really more like 18 months to 2 years of not great running the right way, I would be very cautious. That's where I come from at it. And I understand it's very hard to let a race go.
Well, once you've put in the mental commitment to say, I'm going to run a marathon or longer, and then you've put in the physical time and you're down... you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks from the race.
That's right.
Yeah, it's really hard to admit that you can't do it. And I don't know. I don't know what Dave's condition is, but I would really focus on getting that ankle healthy. And I would not make the race the be-all, end-all.
Say a few words just quickly about his mental game, because I know he's in a despair pit.
Yeah.
Do you want to offer any advice there?
Well, I mean, there's lots of races, and no race is worth hurting yourself more unless it's like the Olympics. And you're fighting for the Olympic gold, and you'll never get another chance for it. So unless that's the case, which it isn't.
I mean, in his case, Nike's going to want the money back.
Right. Well, that's okay. Give them the money back. You know, for all of us, I used to have the same thing, which was I thought, you know, the clock was shrinking on the amount of running I could possibly do. So I'd want to... do the best I could in every time I was out there racing.
Of course,
now, I was never going to win the race,
right,
but I wanted to PR every single time. And what did that what did I wind up with? A bunch of injuries, basically.
Right, right.
I got some times I was happy with, but I also screwed myself up and, like you, haven't run the way I wanted to now for a couple of years.
Including today, where you didn't even remember to go.
Well, that's a whole nother... scary situation.
I think that's a good strategy, though.
Talk about mental game.
I mean, to avoid injury, you just put the wrong date down on a race.
Yeah.
Right?
So...
that's fun.
So, keep pushing a sore ankle, and you will hurt yourself more.
That's just the short version of...
yeah.
Don't maybe do it. Maybe not do it. Maybe don't do it.
Dave, you'll be able to run a lot for a very long time if you don't hurt yourself.
If you don't hurt yourself. That's right.
Yeah. Dave, that's what I have
learned. Dave, we're thinking of you.
My name is Ann Beatty.
Now we can talk running. Ann, welcome.
Thank you.
Brian, Ann, Brian.
Ann, I'm just going to follow. Before we went on, we asked you what you had for breakfast. I'm fascinated by this. You said you had a double espresso, and then you went for a run.
I did.
How far was your run?
5 miles.
5 miles. Okay, so not super long distance.
Not super long.
A little less than an hour or so, or an hour or so. And then you came back and you only ate broth?
It was chicken broth.
I have some chicken bone broth, yes.
It's good for you.
It's good for you. I like to have it a few times a week anyway.
Yeah. Collagen's good.
It's got the protein that, you know, rejuvenates your muscles.
Does it have vegetables in it? Or is it just straight up broth?
This was straight up. This is not a usual breakfast.
Okay.
But yes.
Hmm.
Yes.
Okay, so when we were talking about distances too before, I also ran 5 today. And I think 5 is about where the limit is of going out for an early morning run with nothing in my stomach. I think the minute I hit 6 or above, I'm going to have to do... toast with peanut butter, an apple. There has to be something.
Agree. Yeah. I agree. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It's. I was in a hurry. I needed to get places and things done. So.
Yeah.
But I usually, if I'm going out for any distance, I'll have a bagel with almond butter.
Yeah.
And some kind of fruit usually, and almonds.
Yeah.
I usually carry almonds with me too.
Then we do a thing called strap on the feed bag, which happens after you eat, after you run, you have something to eat, like a big lunch or something. What is your go-to?
Well, for a long run, for an 18 after, or 20 mile run.
If you go for a
12
or an
run.
18 or a, you finish a marathon.
Yeah, when I finish a marathon, I can't eat immediately, but I'd like to try to get some kind of protein within the first 20 minutes, so that's why I carry the almonds.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I have the broth or something like that, because that sort of just keeps me until, and then maybe, you know, an hour or two later, I'll get pretty hungry.
And do you have a splurge meal that you go to?
No, I don't. I don't. You know, I eat pretty much whatever I want at that point. Basically.
That's pretty good,
and
yeah.
So I usually have something on hand ready. Yeah.
Now, how long have you been running overall in your life? When did you start?
In my life. Okay. Well, I started when I was about 16. And I started because I have runners in my family. And my brother was a runner in high school and college. And I happened to be a smoker at the time.
Oh.
And he wasn't happy with that. So he gave me a dare one day, said if I could run a certain distance, which was not very far,
mm-hmm.
and back, and, you know, successfully, then he would never mention it again. And I just couldn't do it. And I said to myself, this is ridiculous. So that's when I stopped smoking and I started running.
Whoa.
But not consistently from then until now.
Yeah.
I just started running marathons when I was 50.
And there was just an article in the New York Times about a week ago about picking up serious long distance running in your 50s is really okay because your body can handle it.
And you have more time. The kids are grown and it's not all of that responsibility. So I found there was more time.
Okay.
Yeah. And I had a friend who I started running Dana-Farber with because of her. So I had a reason as well as the time.
I was going to say, in that beginning time in your high school years, did you run in high school or college competitively?
No, just recreational.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then it sort of came and went up until your 50s?
You know, I would pick it up a little bit, but then I couldn't fit it in or whatever. And,
you
know, and it was different when it was back when I was younger. You know, the races, like the Falmouth Road Race, there was like a couple hundred people, if that, which now is, you know, a lot. So it was, you know, recreational was different, you know. The roads weren't as busy and all of that. So.
And what kind of races were you running? 5Ks, 10Ks?
At that time?
Yeah
5Ks, 10Ks. Maybe a half now and then, but not, it wasn't a regular thing.
And what marathon seduced you in?
The Boston, yeah. Well, because Dana-Farber has a team.
Yep.
And I had a friend who I ended up losing to cancer.
Yeah.
And, you know, she had mentioned it at one point, and I thought, well, you know, that's something I can do. So,
yes.
So in order to run with that team, you know, I wanted to I wanted to prove to myself that I could do it.
Yeah.
So I ran one race before and then, you know, knew that I would be able to get.
Oh, so you BQ'd in a different race.
I didn't BQ, but I knew I could do the distance. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and then I ran with, I did BQ. Yeah, I had a 350.
That first year?
Yep. And then when I approached Dana, it was easier because I had a BQ.
Oh, wow. Okay. So So at that point, you hadn't marathoned before.
Correct.
You do Boston.
Correct.
You go in as a charity runner on the charity team.
Yes.
In that run, you BQ.
In the first run that qualified me.
Oh, the first run that qualified you.
The one that qualified me, yeah.
And what was that?
What was the qualifying time?
No, what was that race?
That race was Hartford, Connecticut.
Oh, how was that for a race? Okay.
Yeah. It was okay, yeah.
Hilly?
I don't remember it being that hilly. Yeah. You know, I don't remember it being that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then this is how many years ago? How many marathons have you done?
I did my 20th a couple weeks ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And how many Bostons?
Yeah, 10.
Whoa.
10 last year, yeah.
Wow.
On to 11 next year.
Okay.
So would you say you were hooked right away?
I was.
Yeah?
I was, yeah. Well, I think it was also once you do it and you get the distances up, it's hard to give it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you get a little bit addicted to it, I think, you know.
Oh, sure.
Because your habits change, your eating changes, and, you know, sleeping changes.
Yeah, your lifestyle completely changes.
Yeah.
And have you been lucky in the injury zone? Are you okay?
You know, I am so fortunate, and I don't take any of it for granted.
I really,
the only injury I had was one winter training. I hit a pothole.
Yeah.
and fractured an ankle.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was a clean break, and I was with the Dana-Farber team. And the coach, Jack Foltz, is just fabulous, and he coached me through the 12 weeks. He got me in the pool.
Wow.
Wait, you ran?
I did.
After breaking your ankle?
I did. A clean break and
I was in the pool
fast,
for,
right?
You know, many hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Our previous conversation about Dave Macklem is now on hold completely.
Okay. Well, he doesn't have necessarily a clean break.
We were just talking about somebody who is training for his first official marathon is having some ankle issues, and we were suggesting maybe he think about healing the ankle before. But you broke your ankle while in the training cycle for Boston.
And had 12 more weeks to go.
It was a clean break. It was a clean break, which makes it an easy
heal. Brian. Clean. It was clean.
That's what they kept telling me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Still
but,
a broken
if
bone.
It was, if I didn't have people who were runners backing me, I wouldn't have.
Because runners are also sane.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean.
We're very even-tempered.
Right.
So it's important to get, you know, medical people who are in the sports field if you really want to continue like that.
That's right.
Yeah, so you did pool workouts.
Yeah, to keep up the endurance.
Oh, my goodness.
You would give me different workouts to do. And
How did you feel when you toed the line for Boston that year? I'm sure it was by far going to be the longest distance you had run in a long time.
I felt pretty good. And I had even said, you know, because when I had talked to Jack Foltz right beforehand, and I said, you know, I'm going to give it a try, but, you know, I'm not sure. And he looked at me and he said, you can walk, can't you? So it was kind of like... You just want the medal, right?
Okay. You're going to get to the end.
Okay, all right. Okay. So, and it was good.
It felt all right?
It was, no issues.
What year was that? What race was that?
That was probably, my first one was 2007 with them, so it was 2000, either 8 or 9.
Okay. So you hadn't had a lot of time, years-wise, running
point. Because I only did 4 with the Dana-Farber group, so it was one of the 2 middle ones.
Wow,
yeah.
Okay. And has it bothered you ever since, or
you've
been good?
No, I'm really lucky in that.
That's amazing.
I'm really lucky in that, and I know
fabulous.
It. Yeah.
Clearly, Peter and I are doing something wrong.
Well, we've done a series of things wrong.
Well.
And we don't need to relist them now. Thank you. So who are you running? Are you running again this year, coming up?
I am.
2020?
I am.
And for Dana?
No, just on my own.
On your own, okay. When do you start training? Probably not yet.
End of November?
Yeah. We're getting there, though.
Yeah, we are getting there.
This weather's killer, though. How are you not out there going for 10s, 12s right now?
Well, because I just came off a dingle, which was my last one. And, I did a couple other ones this year, so I was just kind of
saying.
Wait,
a couple other marathons?
I don't want to sound like that.
What? But that's the point. I mean, that's good.
You know?
What? How many marathons have you run this year?
I ran 3 this year.
Oh,
yeah.
That's why she's up to 20.
Yeah. And so I'm taking a little break.
Holy mackerel.
But not much of a break,
well,
really.
I ran Boston, and then I ran Providence because it was one of my daughter's first marathons.
Okay.
So I thought, you know, y'all
so you've roped her into the game.
I roped her in,
all right,
yeah.
And what's the time difference between those two marathons? Like how many weeks or months?
Like 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it was right from one right to the other.
Which was, you know, I just fed off of the Boston training,
mm-hmm.
so it really wasn't bad. It wasn't bad at all.
Sure.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, are you also a member of a running group club?
I am. Thank you for asking.
That's okay.
I'm a member of the Parkway Running Club, which is based at the YMCA in West Roxbury. That's
sure.
where we run out of.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great club of runners, and I think this about 100 members now. I'm not sure on that number.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we run out at different times on different days, you know, earlier, later, that kind of thing. So people join whenever they have the time.
Okay.
And we do a lot of, you know, volunteering for the BAA races.
Yes.
You know, we'll be at the half with a water table and all of that. So, yeah.
And that club goes out how often a week? Like, do they meet up?
We go out... I think it's Wednesdays is the only day that, or maybe it's Wednesday and Fridays that there's no meetup.
Okay.
But there's like a 5:30 meetup in the mornings, and then there's later morning, and then there's, you know, 8:30 in the, or 6:45 in the evening. It's always one that I can't quite get to, so I'm trying to think of the time. But, so a number of times. And then Saturdays we do a long run, and then Sundays we do a shorter run.
And do you guys conduct your own race? Do you actually have one that you do?
We do have a race. We have a race that we conduct every year. And this is, I believe it's the 28th year. It's long before my time. And it's called the Walters Run. And it's in memory of one of the founding club members, Walter Burgess. And so we have a 5K run, and we raise money for three area charities. Every year, whatever we raise goes to one of three charities in the area. We have a kids run, we have Santa Claus. I mean, it's a lot of fun. A lot of food and raffles, so.
Do you know the date of this year's race?
This year is December 8th. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a winter run, which is great. It's really a lot of fun.
That's a really good one.
You know, sometimes the weather's funny, but.
Oh, yeah, it can be. You have a little bit of competition that day, because that's also the day of a big marathon up in Millinocket, Maine.
Is that the day of Millinocket?
Yeah.
It is, yes.
It was a conflict last year, too. Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting. Okay. Well, you guys won't be there then.
We can't be there. We have to run that race, and the night before, we have to do our own, the Crankle 2K. Which is a little warm-up race we do.
Up there?
Up there at 7 o'clock at night in the dark.
Oh,
we do a 2K race.
You run up and down the icy Main Street.
It's fun.
Yeah.
In costume.
Street. In costumes. Yeah. Yeah.
And there's no winners.
Be careful. Right?
Oh, every year, right? Yeah. It's always an adventure. You should come up for that at some point. I know.
Yeah.
You know. But it's an interesting town and race and...
I've seen your video on it. It looks great.
Yeah, it's fun.
Well, tell me about the running club and what it does for you. And do you think you would be running as much as you are still without the running club, or how does it work into your life?
No, I've formed a lot of real good friendships with people in the running club. I wouldn't be running as much because part of it is a social aspect.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just the running, but it's a social aspect. And it's also you with people that are going through the same things. So, you know, when you're a runner and you have friends who don't run, they don't always like to hear all about, you know, oh, I had a great, you know, 10-mile run today or something like that. And these people do.
That's
so
right.
it's really a connection in a lot of different ways, yeah.
It explains the tiny listenership of our show, actually, Peter.
But intense listenership. Ferocious listeners is what I like to think that we have.
You guys have a listener.
No, we do.
Of course we do.
So you need to come to different clubs.
See, that's not a bad idea.
You know, set up for a day or run for a day
that's
with them, something like that.
That is
I
a
have
great
a lot
idea.
Of people who would, you know, be happy to sit with you for 5 or 10 minutes.
See? Brian,
that's a great idea.
They're out there.
I'll give you. I'll be happy to be the first.
Do we have to bake anything?
No, we'll do that.
Oh my gosh!
Oh.
Wait, what?
We'll do that.
Wow!
I can't say no to fresh baked items.
I can't say no. I can't say no. So
any opportunity to bake, and I'm all for it.
We got this far in, and I'm so sorry we haven't asked. How was your run today, Ann?
My run today was okay. I ran with my dog today, which sometimes is challenging.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I can let her off leash, you know, we have beautiful runs.
Sure.
If I don't let her off leash, they're not always quite as successful. But it was okay. You know, we ran through the Arboretum. I live in that area, so.
Okay.
But it was a busy day, and that's
a lot of
always
people out there.
That's
a lot
always
of people
a challenge.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But the run, you know, it was a good run. It was a 5-mile run, so it was a nice. It was just a nice morning for a run.
So the Arboretum is great in Jamaica Plain and West Roxbury and Boston neighborhoods because you're in the city and you could run city streets, but in the Arboretum you can really have... It's not quite a trail run, right? I mean, it's paved, but
paved.
You're in the woods and it's like...
It's a beautiful Arboretum.
It's amazing.
And it changes seasonally, mm-hmm. so it's just beautiful. And then you can run down the street to the Jamaica, to the pond, which is another mile and a half loop.
Which is my haunt. I mean, it's exactly a mile from my house.
Oh, that's great.
Twice around is 3 miles.
Yep.
Another mile home, that's my 5 that I do. I once ran 14 around it.
Oh, that's too bad.
I had to for training, and it was the only part that was plowed. And...
Those loop runs are tough.
Yeah, it got a little monotonous and crazy, and it was really dark, and it was. But I got it done because I knew it would be safe. Sometimes, even when it's not that snow covered but icy, it's hard to go out.
It is hard.
Yeah, I once had a 16, after a blizzard, basically.
Yeah.
And I just found one side street that had been plowed, and I think I did 5 or 6 miles on that street waiting for the plow to clear out other areas. I mean, I just went back and forth and back and forth.
I once did an office park that was, no, seriously, because it was plowed for workers during the week. So it was completely desolate, giant, couple acres of parking lot after parking lot after parking lot, and just ran through it. That was probably like a 14. It was awful. But it's all better than the treadmill.
Oh,
where are
totally,
you on treadmills?
Totally agree on that.
You're not interested? Oh,
no, I can't do it. I can't, you know, I've tried, but it doesn't go well, yeah.
And I want to ask you the question that I don't regret asking, but as I, the more and more I run, I realize how loaded this question is. But I want to ask you anyway, because it's fascinating to me. So how many miles a week would you say you normally run if you're not in a specific training program for a marathon? And has that changed once you started ramping up to multiple marathons a year? Or is it not even something you think about?
It's a difficult one for me because I don't think about it.
Yeah.
You know, it's something that you know, it drives people crazy when, you know, they you know, you're shining up and they want to know your pace and things like that. But I don't wear a watch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do any of that. You know,
that's awesome.
I'll go on, you know, MapQuest and get an idea if I want to go for a certain number of miles.
Sure.
But I really enjoy it. And I'm just afraid if I do that, it's going to take away from the enjoyment.
So this is fascinating. So as you're training for a marathon, you're basically, are you relying on the club for a one long run a week or something like that to let you know that you're doing the right thing?
I do. I rely on them for yeah. Quite often I do, actually, because I know how far they go for each of their runs. So I'll hook in when I can. Or, you know, as I say, I'll look at a map beforehand and sort of map it out myself. But so I don't really have, you know, a set number. You know, some days I'll go out 3 days a week. Some days I'll go out 6 days a week, some weeks. So it really varies for me. So, you know, I'm not a good person to ask.
No, I think you're the right person.
Yeah,
I think a lot of people, myself included, from time to time get hung up on whether or not I'm doing enough or if I should be doing, you know, something else, some sort of cross training or I need to get just more miles in, or I didn't get my long run in that I needed to, and it can play mental havoc with you, especially, and I think a lot of this has to do with not having a sufficient base to feel comfortable going longer distances. I'm talking for myself.
Right. Well, which is what a club does for you, because they have all levels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, they have beginners up to very seasoned, you know, athletes, basically. So you get a little bit of something, you know, input from them as you build up, and you know, they'll steer you in right direction, wrong direction.
Sure.
But it's not to say that I don't drive myself crazy thinking that, oh, I haven't done enough, or, you know, the cross training, all of that. All of those thoughts do go in my mind. It's just that I don't track things as much. That's the thing. Yeah. Yeah.
On your non-club run days, do you always know your route ahead of time, or do you just go?
Half and half.
Yeah.
Half and half, yeah.
Okay. With an idea of distance or not really? Is it more like, I want to go out for a certain amount of time?
Depends if I'm training for something. If I'm not training for something, I'll just, usually I put a time on it. Like,
sure.
I have an hour, so I'll just run for the hour.
Sure.
Yeah.
Do you have a dream race, a destination race, something you've always thought about and are trying to figure out, maybe that'll come up soon? Maybe.
Maybe they'll come up soon.
Maybe you'll want it. You'll arrange it so that you can go do this faraway race or this different kind of race.
There's many of them.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I just ran one in Ireland, which was just, you know, absolutely fabulous, the whole experience. And, you know,
you went there expressly for it, or you just
expressly
happened to be there?
For that. Yeah, like 8 people from the club went in there.
So
we went over together, and some did the full marathon, some did the half marathon.
Oh, that's great.
And you know, some of those people were from Ireland, so you know, friends would come over, and they were also running that kind of thing. So, yeah, it was expressly for that, and it was right around the peninsula of Dingle. So it was, you know, absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
You know, and it was so beautiful that I really think it took my mind off of it a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Because I found that it wasn't a really difficult run.
Sure.
So there are a couple of other ones in Ireland that I'd like to run, you know, and, you know, Australia is a possibility. And
that's far. There,
there's a lot of them.
Sure.
Peter, she wouldn't be running to Australia. She'd be running in Australia.
This is correct.
The distance between Boston and Australia.
This is true.
Australia
the whole time on the boat.
This is true.
The boat.
Yeah, you take a boat to Australia.
Okay.
It's just easier.
I don't think that would be happening.
I take the locomotive to the boat.
Okay.
It's fine. It's a fine form
steamship.
Of conveyance. And are marathons your limit, or do we say the word ultra ever? What do we think? Have you been thinking about off-road trails things or no?
I do trail running. My daughter and I do some trail running. Yeah, we go over to Blue Hills a lot and do that.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah. But ultra, I'm not going to say the word. Yeah.
You're not going to say it. That's a good move.
No.
That's good. I said it way too much a year or two ago.
Did you?
Oh my gosh, I did. And people are really kind of hold me to it.
Yep.
And I'm on a clock here. And
that's
I don't
the
know,
problem.
That is a major
that
problem.
That is a problem. You got to know when to speak.
Well, if you're running three marathons a year, you certainly are trained up for it. If you found one you wanted to do, I mean,
you gotta
you're only talking about
it.
Like another half an hour of
oh
running.
My gosh,
that was
hour.
Just 1 year.
Listen
let's,
to him.
Let's,
yeah. Yeah, ease
that
up.
Was 1 year.
I ran one in the end of May, and I don't think I've run since.
It's permanently that's
right.
broken
that's
you.
All
that's
right.
not true. You're fine. No. You're
I'm fine. I just can't remember when my races are. I DNS'd today because I thought the race was tomorrow.
Oh.
He had the wrong calendar day.
I've done that.
Oh. Have you done that?
Oh.
Well,
I
forgot
spirit.
To register for Boston 1 year, so
whoa.
There we go.
Okay,
yeah.
Now I don't feel bad
okay.
at all.
Okay, right?
Holy.
Yeah.
Did
yeah.
you end up abandoning anyway, or no? You just
no.
You can't. No.
No,
you can't.
No.
You really can't.
No, you can't do that
no,
anymore.
No, no,
no. Yeah. So it happens.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Wow. So you're not alone, Brian.
Well, the next time I qualify for Boston, I won't remember. I won't forget to sign
I'll
up.
I'll send
for
you a note.
I'm never going to qualify for Boston.
Okay. Well, if the words end up coming out of your mouth,
okay,
we hope you'll come back and say them on mic here.
Absolutely.
So that we can all witness it.
Absolutely.
And if people are interested in the December 8th race, do you know the website, or is there a place they can go to register or get more
they
info?
Can. There's a website, www.waltersrun.org.
Okay.
Or on the parkwayrunningclub.org. Yeah. Which is
close
the
enough.
Running club
they'll
site.
Find
yeah.
it. We'll put it in our show notes too.
That'd be great.
Ann Beattie, thank you so much for coming out and telling us about your run today.
Yeah,
thank you for
you.
Having me. Thanks
awesome.
A lot. It was fun.
Great.
That's great. Hey, Brian, how great was Ann Beattie to come down here to the BPL and share her running stories with us? That was awesome.
I'm not sure she understands or was even aware of how much knowledge I was gleaning from what she was saying.
She was dropping wisdom left, right, center.
I liked her whole approach.
Yeah, you're picking it all up. It's really good.
Like, mentally, yes. I think the whole attitude. And then even off mic, we continued to talk about bullion. And this was a major issue I had during the Ultra Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
I may transform into an Ann-style runner now.
It makes me want to put the watch in the drawer. And if I
Whoa.
Wasn't training right now, just so I know the distances that I'm running, so
yeah.
I don't take any more steps than needed.
But you see what she's saying, which
yes.
is, oh, well, I just go with my club, and they know how far to run, and I just run with them.
Yeah, you make it someone else who figures
yeah.
that out.
And then you just go and do it.
Speaking of going and doing it.
Yes.
Do you know it's time right now to check in with mystery man, runner extraordinaire, Igor Babushkin?
I love all of this. Why is he a mystery man?
I don't know, because he seems mysterious. To people who don't know him and only think about the little song we made about him.
That's
or
true.
His occasional Facebook rants, like, they don't really know who he is or what he's about. But he's here joining us once again. Igor Babushkin, how was your run today?
Actually, really good, Peter.
What?
Yeah.
What'd you go for today?
I did a 7.
Huh?
I did a 7 miler today.
Okay, hold on. The last time we talked, you were like, I haven't run in forever.
Yeah.
I'm never going to run again.
Right.
I should be running. I'm not.
Yeah.
So what's your story? You training for Mila Nugget?
Where's the finish line? Which way to the finish line?
You can't get there from here.
I am training for Mila Nugget.
And that's why you had a 7 today?
No. That's not why I had a 7 today.
What do you got going on?
I got a BAA half marathon coming up. So I'm a little bit behind on that training schedule, so that run, we're just going to do it.
Okay.
However it gets done.
But you're way ahead for Mila Nugget.
Yes. Yeah, I'm a little bit ahead. So I'm hoping that Mila Nugget's going to be more of a, you know, let's put the, you know, pedal to the metal, kind of get it done.
What?
Try to get some good times.
Is this the same Igor I've spoken to over the last 6 months, the last 12 months?
18 months, 24 months.
Yeah, I'm not sure this is the same person.
Running's taken a little bit of a hiatus, but I'm better now. I'm better now.
You look good.
Thank you.
You feel good?
You know what? I'm feeling good now.
Yeah.
Yeah, this morning was, I don't know, it was a little rough. I got a question for you gentlemen.
We'll take it. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah. My fueling this morning, you know, was pretty quick. So I had a bagel and I had a little bit of a waffle and I ran out the door. How long do you guys wait before you go running?
That's an interesting question. And we just spoke to Ann about fueling and about what's the distance or time threshold where it's a necessity to have food in you versus how much can you go with no food. And I'm of the belief that 5 miles... or just around, for me, around an hour.
Yeah.
That's the limit where I can go on an empty stomach.
Oh, wow. Okay.
By just the way my digestive system works, I don't want food before I run. I like coffee and water, and that's about it. Get out there and do it.
Mm-hmm.
For something like a 6 or 7 like you did today, I definitely would need a base of something.
Right. He's saying it, a bagel and a waffle.
Right. Yeah. So I would say I would need to know if I'm going to eat that much food.
Yeah.
I got to wake up, have that food. I need at least 30 minutes before I'm going to hit the trail.
I mean, you got to poop. This is what's
I don't
happening.
Know that's necessarily.
That's me.
Yes.
I'm not waiting for anything else.
But
not waiting for full digestion.
Not full, but I just don't want it to be, I don't want to be chewing the bagel while I'm going out the door.
Right.
No, I need to evacuate before I evacuate.
We understand what you're saying. I just mean, that's a given for me.
Is this what you were getting at? How long are you waiting?
So. I mean, whatever your method is to get out the door,
yeah.
But fueled and ready to go, because I feel like I ate, and as I'm running out the door, I'm like, you know, I'm still like finishing my waffle at this point.
No.
I'm like, you know what? I should have probably given it 15, 20 something.
Minutes, something.
No, I'm with Peter. I'm a half an hour.
I think it's pool rules.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to cramp. Not that you would cramp it. I just don't want to have that.
Yeah, you get the jiggly stomach.
You get a little weirdo. I also like to brush my teeth just before I go.
Okay.
Sometimes, because that cuts down on, not to be disgusting, but that cuts down on the amount I spit.
Yeah.
If I don't brush my teeth, I definitely am clearing myself out much more on the road.
I'm a clean mouth runner as well. I fully understand what
little
you mean.
Little brush, gargle, then go.
Yeah.
I'm not against
it's like
but
one
I don't
of the last
understand
things I do before
how
I go.
Spitting and brushing your teeth are in any way related.
It could be psychosomatic. I don't know. I'm just telling you what I do. He asked the question. I'm answering it.
You're fixated on... I think you could just stop that term with psycho. I think that just it's psycho.
And it was a beautiful day to run. You enjoyed it?
Oh, man. It was so nice. Clear blue sky.
Yeah, rub it in.
Easy 7? Struggle bus?
It was, you know, it was very level. There weren't too many hills, so it was a pretty easy 7.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't a hard, you know, bunch of rolling hills, nothing like that. But I didn't feel 100% while I was doing it. It was just one of those, let's just get this done.
It's work.
But
it's
visually,
still work. Yeah.
Stunning. I mean, I ran coastline.
See?
I ran in the woods.
What?
I ran in the streets.
Beautiful.
I mean, I was everywhere.
Beautiful.
I mean, it was beautiful. Lead Mills in Marblehead.
Will you end up
place.
Doing this whole training for both BAA half and then ultimately Mila Nugget?
Mm-hmm.
Every run outdoors?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No treadmill?
No treadmill.
God
I'm
bless
gonna
you.
Bike it. I'm going to indoor bike it
God
for some stuff.
God bless but. You, Babushkin.
Spin class?
No, I don't like spin classes. Is
Come
that bad?
No, you're not there yet.
No, I just
you're not there
I
yet.
I don't know.
One of these days he'll get there.
Don't browbeat him.
I feel like I'm in a...
Get in it.
In a nightclub or something.
That's fair. Brian going to see you be part of the November project workout?
Oh, you know, I was actually thinking about what I could probably do is like a 5 a.m., you know, do the stadium thing.
And then early bird.
Book it back to work, take a shower, and then it's like it's a whole
thing. You would make it, though. You'd be reverse commuting the whole way.
The regular workout's at 6:30.
Right.
There's a secret, super secret 5:30 group.
Okay, right.
Which is now, I mean, they've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah. So it's not so secret.
There is a 5:30 group.
Yeah.
I'm going to reveal
that
most of the time, there's an ultra secret single person 4:30 group.
Is there really?
Yeah. I'm not saying anything
more. Those guys have like...
I'm not saying anything more.
Headlamp.
The headlamp, everything.
Reflective vest.
Crazy. I don't know.
Signal flares.
Yeah.
There's two-handing them.
It's pretty insane, man.
It's pretty good.
I like it.
I don't like working out at 4:30, I'm going to tell you that.
That's too early. That's still big-time REM for me.
Yeah. I've done it. It screws me up.
No thanks. Tell me about Millinocket. Are you all set for accommodations?
No.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
He's looking for a couch.
No. Well, I could go for a couch. I was actually looking online last week for some hotels, but I never made the call.
They're going to open up, right? It's September. People are going to start dropping out, and they're going to cancel their hotels.
That's good that you say that, Brian, because why don't we tell people who are listening to the show, who may have signed up for Millinocket, half or full, because it's a free race and they wanted to get in. Yeah. But it turns out life gets in the way. Too hard to get out there on December 8th.
Yeah.
If that's you, if you're listening to this right now, make sure you reach out to the race. Let them know you're dropping. Let your accommodations go open so people like an Igor Babushkin are not begging Brian and I to sleep on our couch.
That's all right. I'll sleep in my car.
No, you can't sleep in your car. It's going to be like 0 degrees.
And we don't know what the weather's going to be.
My love of running will keep me warm.
No, it won't.
No.
It will not.
No, that doesn't work.
Let's remember, you know, for some folks, when they get the dates wrong.
Yeah.
The Crankle is Friday, December 6th.
Uh-huh.
Did I say December 8th? Did I just do it wrong?
The race is Saturday.
December 7th.
December 7th.
1941.
The day that will live in infamy.
Yeah.
No. It is 2019, a day that's going to be awesome.
Ah.
So if you made accommodations for the 8th, much like Brian, you would have gotten it wrong today.
Ah.
Yeah. Okay, so you need
really
a place to stay.
Check that calendar. Yeah, I'll find a place to stay.
Are you coming up solo? Are you bringing anyone with you, or is that still up for debate?
It's still up for debate.
Does she listen to the show?
She, on occasion, if it's loud enough, playing out of my Amazon Alexa.
Okay.
You know. I have it going on my Alexa now.
I've done it on the Alexa. I like it.
Yeah, it's nice. It's very audible. You can hear it.
We sound better on it, I think. Do you agree?
Magical speakers.
We sound better on.
There's something about the Alexa. Whether it's if it's because it's a small speaker or what. We sound older, and maybe a little smarter.
More mature, huh?
Thank you.
That's right.
Thank you.
Life experience, right?
Because I was going to say, if it's just you, we could work a deal
where
perhaps our ante room is available to you for a small fee. But if it's two of you, that's not.
Yeah, okay. That's what I mean. I think I need to find something. Yeah.
It's all right. You do.
It's okay. I got to just do it. I got to get it done.
There's no way you're not going, right?
No, I'm definitely going.
That's verbal.
He's already training. He's
committed.
It's happening.
Yeah, okay. I'm doing
There's
the
no
BAA.
Other race. If you're going to be training up until the end of November, beginning of December, there's no other races to run. Right?
Cambridge half, right? I was actually thinking about signing up for the Cambridge.
Well, that's in November though.
What's happening?
That's November.
Are you doing that?
Well, I don't know. I haven't really looked into it, but I just know that it's in November.
Yeah.
It is.
I don't know who this is that we're interviewing right now.
He was a guy who didn't want to run that much.
Who doesn't like running.
Yeah. But then I listened to this show.
Wow. Mission accomplished.
Yeah, through Alexa.
I'm going to ask a crazy question just because your attitude's so darn good.
Yes.
Are you even thinking about a marathon in your future?
No. I have not really thought about it, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just keeping it to half marathons. I think just speaking with people who have run marathons.
Sure.
I don't know. They don't paint a very great picture in terms of the training leading up to, you know, getting those long distance mileage, like during the weekdays when they're just like,
no,
they just want to get it done.
No.
They just got to get their miles
in.
But I don't know. It's definitely something that's on the horizon, just not right now.
Okay.
I like what the distances I'm doing right now.
I love the multiple half marathons. It's so great.
It's so great. You can do more of them, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's wonderful. But Igor's younger. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
He's only like 18.
You're fresh out of high school.
Yeah. Did you finish high school?
I just graduated.
You just got out.
Just got out.
You look good.
Thanks, buddy.
I would say that I have beard envy,
uh-huh.
but I know the opposite's also true.
Everyone wants a white beard. That's true.
That's it.
Hey, it's not fully white.
That's
what
true.
Is it?
Skunky, weird white. Like, I got a little bit of a... It's more like a Cruella de Vil going on right in my chin. It's
nice.
Just... It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. Hey, I saw something today on my run. So, a young woman went by me, very tall. On her right thigh, she had a really interesting shaped, is it called KT tape?
Yeah.
But it wasn't just, it was almost like a Nickelodeon orange splish. Do you know what I mean by that? It had a couple different areas were shooting out from it.
Oh, okay, sure.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Like it was, spider
like a
splosh.
Web? Like a splosh.
Okay. Yeah.
What did I say? Splish?
Yeah,
a splosh. More like a splosh. Or a splash.
Yeah.
But it had, it was very interesting. And she went by a couple times. I was on the loop there at the Jamaica Pond, and I saw her one or two times. So I see that. And then I was like, I'm curious. I've always wanted to try the KT tape.
Sure.
And then I saw a woman, and she had some on her forehead.
No, that was
it was, and I was like, wait, what could that be? Is that for like a migraine? Is that for like tension? And
no, then it was like so she would remember to run that day.
And then she went right by me, and as tapping. She went by me, just as she passed, I realized, oh, it's a Band-Aid.
Oh.
And I was like, that's much, that makes much more sense.
But it's much cheaper than plastic surgery. You just get that KT tape and you pull your
just
face back.
Way back.
And yeah, I've done it.
You
I mean,
look better
I,
with
I
it.
I did it for the Emmy Awards.
Get those crow's feet.
You know, because I didn't want to look my age.
And this goes to the running brain, though. Like, sometimes your brain's not firing right when you're running. Like, you're so...
Oh, sure.
And that happened when I saw a friend of the show I mentioned earlier, Cedric Slog, Dan Janis. But I couldn't remember the full Dan Janis because I was runner brain.
Yeah.
So I just went... Yes! Slog! Those are the two words I managed to get out of my mouth. Yes, and that got his attention.
Splurge, slog.
And then I said slog.
Right.
And then the bestie is he thought I was you, which is still awesome. So I'll take any of it.
Hmm.
Do you want to know what my greatest goal right now in life is, Igor?
Tell me, Peter.
I want to be mistaken for you. It hasn't happened. I'm not sure it will ever happen, but that's what I want.
Yeah, wow, that's an honor, buddy.
And it would be cool to be thought of as your son, and I feel like that's not going to happen.
Not for a long time.
Not with this going on.
Not for a long time.
Nope. Igor, thank you for coming by the BPL and having some chat time, and great job on the run today.
I'm impressed. I don't want to say I'm actually impressed. It's like, this is not the Igor I was expecting.
Igor,
you're crushing it.
You're a demon. Would you like to hear us end the show in person? Because sometimes you only hear it on your Alexa.
Oh yeah, that'd be nice.
Well, it sounds a lot like this.
Hey,
has been episode 175. It feels like an anniversary, doesn't it? Of How Is Your Run Today with Brian Gould and Peter Villa. Special thanks go to Ann Beatty for joining us and the great Igor Babushkin for sitting right there.
The music today was conducted by Jeff Cronenberg. Our social media guru is Anna Brooks. And our artist in residence is Andrea Bonnie Gould.
Haven't seen a whole lot of art out of her. I'm just going to say it out loud.
Crankle's coming.
What?
Yep, she's
there's a new Crankle logo?
Yep.
I'll tell you something else.
Crankle 2K4.
I'll tell you something else. Speaking of the Crankle 2K4.
Yeah.
As of October 1,
That
free sign up, it's open. Get your name on the list. We need to know you're coming to the Crankle.
I'll tell you this. It's Saturday. What happens on Saturdays, Peter?
Oh, on Saturday? You got to do your Sat Stat Chat. I know I did mine on both the Twitter and the Strava. I've yet to do Instagram. I've yet to do Facebook.
Get on it.
I put a picture on there. Did you see it?
Nope.
I look old. I look like Igor's grandfather. For everything else, please go to hwyrt.com. howiesruntoday.com. That's howiesruntoday.com. And if you can, play us on the Radio Public app. Every time you click play on our show or any show, you help out the show with a little bit of money.
Well, you help out our show if you listen to our show through Radio Public.
Don't we help every show?
No.
We don't help every show?
No.
We're not helping everybody? We're just helping us?
No, just help us. It's about us and helping our show.
You can also go to Redbubble, look up How Is Your Run Today, and buy some of our merch.
These mics aren't free. Actually, they are. Today, we're using WGBH's mics.
No, but in general, it costs money to be on the web.
Yeah, it does.
It's not free. Everyone acts like, oh, the Wi-Fi is free.
You have to store these...
It's not free.
These webisodes somewhere. Podcasts.
Webisodes? What?
Bits, bytes.
Boops.
Bullion.
The only way it would be free is if you record it onto a Maxell 30 and hand them out in the parking lot.
I buy those three packs of tapes from Radio Shack.
At Leechmere.
Peter, don't forget to run.
Oh, I did. How about you don't forget to go somewhere tomorrow and run something?
Oh, yeah. I think I'll do that.
Good luck with that cold. You sound great.
You look good, and I don't mean it.
Dave Macklin, we're thinking of you. It's going to be all right.
Everything hurts.
All right.
I believe in you.
Nature's first green is gold.
Okay.
Her hardest hue to hold.
There once was a man named Babushkin.
Yeah.
Who offered the stool would be pushed in.
Where are you going with that one, friend?
I don't know where it's going to go. Did you just hear that sound just a minute ago? That's the sound of the show crashing to a halt. We thank you, my son.
Thanks, Dad.
Thanks, Dad.
Ugh.
Gets to know the locals.